W1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. The New York Times reports that Supreme Court Justice Samuel Alito flew an upside-down American flag in his yard after the January 6th storming of the Capitol. The inverted flag is a symbol of the Stop the Steal campaign, alleging President Biden stole the 2020 election. Jody Cantor reported the story for the Times.
The question of whether or not one or more of these justices are biased is a huge one.
Alito says the upside-down flag was his wife's response to a neighbor's use of objectionable and personally insulting language on yard signs. Powerful storms leaving four dead and widespread damage in Houston. Power out to 800,000 in Texas this morning and another 150,000 in Louisiana. President Biden says he's taking steps to reclassify marijuana from a Schedule 1 to a Schedule 3 drug under federal law. Honda recalling more than 185,000 Ridgeline trucks from the 2020 to 2024 model years. The issue is with the rearview camera wiring. This is ABC News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. State lawmakers are renewing their call for a task force on missing and murdered black women and girls in Wisconsin. The call comes at the same time that more dismembered remains believed to be Sharday Robinson's were found in Illinois. Representative Sheila Stubbs has tried and failed to move the bill forward for 3 years. Vice President Kamala Harris in Milwaukee Thursday, reminding black voters in particular what the Biden administration is doing to boost jobs in the economy.
We are dropping trillions of dollars on the streets of America right now to build back up our roads and our bridges, our sidewalks, to invest in a clean energy economy.
Wisconsin voters tell the Marquette poll the economy is their top issue, but only 14% of black voters in the state think the economy is doing well. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. Southbound lanes of Interstate 41 through Little Chute will close overnight Friday and Saturday. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation says crews are working to remove and replace the Rose Hill Road overpass over the interstate. Southbound lanes between State Highway 55 and State Highway 441 will close from 11 p.m. to 6 a.m. tonight and Saturday night. The Wisconsin area music industry will hand out their statewide honors Sunday. For the first time, the award ceremony will be held in the Green Bay area. Ron Books.
We're going to have a male vocalist of the year, female vocalist of the year, country band, rock band, metal band, jazz. We try to cover all genres. And our Hall of Fame, we have Todd Thomas of People in the Hip Hop World, of Arrested Development. He's a Grammy Award winner. He's going to be there to an accepted award.
Garbage and the Fendermen will also be inducted into the Whammy Hall of Fame. And that's what you need to know. I'm Lisa Hale, WGBW News.
The Brewers head to Houston. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers are in Houston to open a three-game weekend series against the Astros. Last night, thunderstorms with winds up to 75 miles per hour and heavy rains left four dead and over 1 million without power in Houston and a leaky roof at Minute Maid Park. The Astros managed to win 8-1 over the A's. Manager Pat Murphy was asked if the Brewers' bullpen showed any improvement during their most recent homestand.
You know, I think Piamp showed some signs. Koenig continues to be another unknown that nobody knew about that's throwing the ball great. Yeah, I was happy for White there at the end, too. Don't know much about him, and you know, it looks like possibility of him helping us. So.
NFL fans and vendors now making plans around the Packers game schedule for the fall. Five games in prime time, including Thanksgiving. Next week, the players report for OTAs, organized team activity practices in Green Bay. Six of the Packers' draft picks were signed this week. Three more left to go. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Mostly sunny today, our high right around 77 this afternoon with wind out of the southwest at 5 to 10. Tonight, clear 53, tomorrow sunshine 84, slight chance of an isolated shower late tomorrow afternoon into tomorrow evening. Then on Sunday, more sunshine with a high near 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently it's 51.
Matt Nair on air.
Dr. Karen Tamarius. She's a political psychiatrist, and we're talking about how to talk to people with which we do not agree.
Think of the mind as a rider on an elephant. The conscious part is the rider, and the emotional part is the elephant. If you want the person to change their mind, you need to talk with the elephant, not the rider.
Matt Nair on air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Alba Show.
Trumpster asked the judge and said, hey, can I not come to court because I want to go to my son's graduation? So here now, from the raw story, Trump plans Minnesota fundraiser on the day of Barron's graduation. When I graduated, you have a get-together with family and friends. It's kind of a day. A parent shouldn't just be ducking in and out.
You have to be a parent for that. And he is a parent in name only. A pino.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Crude and Dom.
Crude and Rich are doing it live this Friday, a special Barron Trump graduation edition. Call in with your grievances, Devil's Advocates.
The Devil's Advocates, weekdays 4 till 6. This is the talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin, live from the Civic Media Studios at the City Deck Landing in Green Bay, and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest-serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back, Mino and the Mayor. Looks like the fog is lifting. How was it driving in, Dennis? Hang on a sec.
I beg your pardon. About a quarter mile visibility.
That's quarter mile. Yeah,
it's
not bad.
It's improving as the temperature goes
when
up.
When I came out at 6 this morning, you couldn't see down the block.
Oh, I can imagine.
It was unbelievable.
I know Todd and Dennis get a little annoyed with John and I because we just walked down the stairs.
Right.
How was the fog walking down the stairs for you this
not
morning?
Not good.
Those just stairs can be rough.
Internal. The internal fog, but that's pretty much
tell me
every
all
day.
About it, John.
But yeah, I just want to talk about something. Yesterday, I met the new owner of the coffee shop next door.
Muhammad, yes. Java Cream.
Java Cream.
Did they not turn that place inside and out?
Oh, they're doing so much work in there, it's mind-boggling.
Yeah, so motivated. They are spectacular.
It's completely different.
It sure is.
But he gave me a gelato.
I'm so jealous.
Oh, man, I can't wait till I start eating these on a regular basis.
I am so jealous. I didn't even get a single scoop of it.
Yeah.
I've been gone.
So. But actually, I can't wait for that to open.
He was handing those out yesterday afternoon.
Oh, was he?
Yeah, he was because the guy from 26 was here.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Jeff was here, and then my guests were there.
Yeah.
He gave them all gelato, right?
Ice cream. So nice.
Fantastic. Yeah.
Nice guy.
Yeah, super nice guy.
Nice guy.
He owns all the Mad Chickens
yes.
in the state of Wisconsin.
He?
Which is right down the block, too. Is he
delicious?
Is he open?
No.
Not yet. Java Cream, not yet.
Okay, but that's got to be days
coming
away.
Up.
They are. Yeah. I thought they were just going to do a few little cosmetic things.
No.
They tore it down and rebuilt it.
They basically gutted it.
And it's one guy doing it.
It was beautiful inside.
And I talked to him. He's doing it all by himself.
Are you serious?
He's a great guy, and I've talked to him.
Yes.
And he does everything by himself.
Lots of respect.
Absolutely.
That's going to be huge for the downtown. Absolutely.
Can't wait. And, you know, I told him, I said, I don't know if this is good news or bad news for you. I said, but almost every morning, we see a car pull up and people get out and walk and see that it's not open yet and leave. So I hope those people come back. I said, when you guys start it up, we'll make a big splash. He listens. And I said, hey, I just want to welcome you to the neighborhood.
Yeah.
He said,
oh,
John Mino, I do read. Oh, Mino in the morning. I listen to you guys. It's funny.
When we leased it to him, we actually took a picture right here.
Oh, okay.
He goes, I've never been in a radio station. He was so excited.
Oh, we're going to get him on. He's awesome.
You're awesome,
I see gelato
Muhammad.
In the studio in the very near future, friends.
And we're talking. I said, what nationality are you? I always do that.
I don't know
if that's good or bad to do. But
do it.
He said, well, Egyptian. Okay.
Okay.
And he goes, but my family, he said, people don't understand what Egyptians are. We're from Turkey. We're actually Turkish.
Yes.
And then lived there and everything like that. But But I told him, I said, when I was in the airport in Dubai with this guy, this Navy guy who's from the Middle East, and we're just sitting, you know, two guys sitting in the airport who whatever, and you check out who walks by. You know how that is.
Do you?
And I kept
checking your vision, of course.
And he would tell, he could tell what nationality every person was that walked by from their from certain features. And I told him, I said, the guy told me, he said, I'm going to tell you something before we even get started doing this. Okay. Yeah. He goes, the most beautiful women you point out, I guarantee you they're going to be Egyptian.
Oh.
And when I talked to him yesterday, he goes, they're
gorgeous.
Yeah, but they're real stylish.
His wife's gorgeous. Did you meet her?
No, I didn't. But that's quite the thing.
I just tell you one story about that. You talk about him, that he can size up people by seeing them.
Yeah.
So can Jim.
I was working with we imported products in the business I had, and I was working with this guy. He's actually from, he's an Iranian. Yeah. Actually, the Ayatollah took over their house and turned it into a school. So he grew up like in a palace. Anyway, sure. This guy could speak 9 languages.
Wow.
And people would come up to our booth at these international trade shows and, you know, konnichiwa. That's total respect when you can speak in someone's native tongue. He wasn't fluent in everything, but maybe 5 languages. But he said once you learn 2 or 3, it gets easier.
Wow.
But
that's what they say. Even 3 is incredible to me.
There are some similarities that carry over.
I can't get the 1, so.
I can do sign language.
There you go. That's 2.
Can you really?
Yeah.
Why? I mean, did you have a hearing impaired person?
Ever since 5th grade, I knew it.
John has a little bit of sign language. We talked about that earlier.
Yeah, right? International signs, right?
It's like a couple fingers.
I gave some sign language to that guy that night. I was walking across the street. He goes, hey, buddy, that's what walkways are for, crosswords, something. I gave him some sign language.
Sign language. That's nice, John.
Hey, what bird is that you're flying today?
A little dose of Mino sign language. Well, good morning,
boys. So what's going on, Christy?
Yes, so we got a lot of fun.
Nobody does the old Italian sign language anymore.
For those watching, did you like that?
Yeah, for our Italian friends.
Right. Okay, guys. So the first event we have is Todd's dying in there. The President live at Titletown Brewing Company. Okay.
Great band. They're a great band.
Yes. That is Saturday, May 18th. It is completely free and is from 7 p.m. to 11 p.m. And if you haven't been there, that is at 320 North Broadway.
What kind of music, Dennis?
They're cover music.
Okay.
Great musicians. Great fellas.
They played on the City Deck a couple of times. They're really good.
Yeah.
I'm surprised that's free.
Yeah, combining a high-energy show with an eclectic mix of classic to contemporary to party rock songs.
Oh, it's perfect.
Yeah. They played at the Northland. Yeah, that's an awesome band.
They mash up songs that you would never guess that they go together, and it's unbelievable. It's great. You're Andy.
Yeah. You know? Phenomenal.
Nothing
please check
but
them
good
out.
Stuff
yeah.
about them. Absolutely. Another fun one.
Tell them I said hi, by the way.
Yeah.
Okay.
Great guys.
Ready? The Green Bay Card Show. John, I thought you'd love
this. I used to go to those every time. I was a big collector.
I thought of you when I saw this. So Sunday, May 19th is the Green Bay Card Show that is presented by the Green Bay Distillery, located at 835 Mike McCarthy Way. This is also free. John's favorite.
The Green Bay Distillery in Ashwaubenon?
Presented by the Green Bay Distillery.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So the price is free. It's from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. And it offers modern and vintage baseball, football, basketball cards, as well as Pokemon and other gaming cards.
When is that?
That is Sunday, May 19th from 9 to 2.
They're fun to go to.
Yeah.
They really are. They're a lot of fun to go to.
You collect them, yeah.
Yeah.
Parking might be tight, right? That's where the marathon finishes.
It says there's a wide variety of items available per purchase and vendors from multiple states, but it says free admission and free parking.
So. My most able card was a Nolan Ryan rookie.
Oh, yeah?
Ooh.
Yeah. It's worth like $700.
You still have it?
No, I sold almost all my stuff.
I'm surprised.
Yeah.
Well, Gretzky rookie once.
Did you?
I did.
That's great.
Yeah.
I got a good amount for it. And
I'm surprised you don't have them still.
I kept some. You know what I kept? I kept the ones I actually collected.
Yeah.
The ones where I can remember going to the store and buying the pack opening them up. Those, I kept those because I could still, it's a weird thing. And Dennis, I'm sure you've been there. You can remember getting certain cards. Because it was so exciting when you'd open a card and you'd see like Bart Starr or somebody.
Oh, indeed.
You'll never forget that.
Absolutely.
So I kept those.
You also remember the time you got your first duplicate and you go, oh.
Oh, or a checklist.
Yeah,
remember checklist. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
But I think you'd part with some of that because if your kids don't have a huge interest in some of that, it's like, you know what?
And if somebody's offering you pretty good, they came to me and said, hey, we know you.
And it's like, look,
I still love them and everything, but it was a good investment.
Right, you're not making money when I'm sitting on
your mattress.
I think
we bought our windows for our new house with it or
something.
There you
go, from Bella.
You know, it was put to good use.
Not that night crawler money.
All of a sudden it got quiet in the studio. What does that mean?
How do you think I got the money to buy the baseball cards and football cards?
There you go.
How do you think I got it?
The night crawlers.
Two ways. Night crawlers and pop bottles. Night crawlers and pop bottles. 2 cents a piece for pop bottles back in the day.
You never mentioned pop bottles.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Okay, so what else, Christy?
I love it. Okay, and then a family fun event, Saturday, May 18th. It's called Let's Go Froggin'. That is presented by Barkhausen Waterfall Preserve, okay?
Fun.
The cost is $5 per person, and that starts at 7:30 p.m. So there's a bunch of family
That's
fun
a cool
stuff.
Place.
Yes.
Barkhausen.
You can join in an evening adventure to look at frogs at Barkhausen. You can start off inside with live frogs, learn about all the different species, all that fun stuff. And then at dusk, the group heads out to the wetlands to catch and release them. And you can bring a flashlight and net to catch them. Mm-hmm. But I personally am petrified of them, so I will not be attending.
I'm petrified of frogs.
That is the one thing I am absolutely petrified in the whole world. I would rather pet a spider or a snake than come anywhere near a frog. I am absolutely petrified.
Operator, standing by to take your call right now.
Hey, Todd. Down in Mississippi, isn't frog gigging really big?
What's gigging?
They gig for frogs, but they're like this big, right?
Oh, sure.
Yeah, they're huge. Okay, yeah. I mean, that's like where frog legs come from.
What is gigging?
What are they
getting?
No, how do they gig, Todd? Do they use a little, almost like a, yeah, you don't have a mic, but that's a big thing, gigging for frogs.
Yeah, I'm petrified of them.
But have you ever seen the real big ones? How big they really are?
Sure.
The ones down south?
They're huge.
I mean, ours are tiny compared to
that. Oh, indeed. I mean, they'll cover more than your hand. I mean, they're huge.
And is it true? Do they taste like chicken? Frog legs?
I had them someplace.
Deep fry those.
Yeah.
Frog legs. I'm going to dig up a picture of frog legs.
I had them someplace.
You guys,
I'd make them for you.
Oh, really?
My God, okay. Absolutely.
Just don't know. Is that the one time you're going to cook for me now? It's going to be frog legs?
I like frog legs. I don't know if everybody says they taste like chicken. I think they taste like frog legs.
You guys, it was so bad. I had a bed, and I had a nightmare. There was a frog on it. My dad actually had to remove the bed. Like, I am petrified.
You want to tell you one thing that woke me out a little bit? I was doing a story with a guy. I think it was musky fishing. Okay. So I forget what it was. And he was using little frogs for bait.
Sure.
Is that good?
Little
is
live
that
frogs.
Normal?
Makes me sad.
I felt bad about it. Yeah, with worms, no problem, or leeches, or what. I didn't like him putting a little frog.
And they were alive?
Same.
Yeah.
This little guy's got a face on it.
Yeah.
He's got a frown
that
now.
That woke me out.
Just take my legs if you want them.
I know. Another guy told us one time on my other radio show, for old listeners, when we were doing a thing about fishing, and a guy said he used to use baby ducks for musky fishing.
Come on, cut it out. No.
Yeah. Do you believe that?
No.
That's
okay.
Not okay.
No.
That's not okay. Yeah, right.
If he did, I'm going to go walk. I'll find him and I will.
I was going to say. We got a text here says, take a road trip Sunday. Reverend Raven and his chain-smoking altar boys are at the Smiling Moose in Newton, just south of Manitowoc, 37. Oh, you're a big fan of Newton.
Yes, I am.
You've been to the Smiling Moose.
That just sounds cool.
I know.
That's a great bar. They got great chili there. And they got this huge chair in the back that you can sit on and sit Smiling Moose. And it's a huge field. They have some pretty big concerts and events out there.
They do.
The Smiling Moose is awesome.
Yeah, the fire department raises money every year. That's a huge, huge event.
You guys perform at it, right?
We have a couple times,
They do a lot of charity out there, too, for this, for a small little place. They do a lot of charity. Yes, I like that.
The chain-smoking altar boys.
It sounds like something John would have
I love that.
I love the name.
If you have seen them, they're amazing.
Right.
Absolutely amazing. You'll love it. You'll love it.
That's a great little town, Newton.
It is.
Great little area.
One more event. Saturday, May 18th is Meat Fest. That is presented by Blue Green Events.
Meat.
Yes. Right. It's from at the Rush, and it's from 11 to 6 p.m. You can, weather permitting, it'll be indoor-outdoor event with over 50,000 square feet of food and fun to explore. Yes, and you can venture through the aisles and get lots of sampling, grab meals, a bunch of local food trucks, a bunch of fun stuff. So, again, that is Saturday, tomorrow, from 11 to 6 p.m.
Nice.
All right, and let's just plug one more time the CellCom Marathon, right? That's coming
Marathon.
Up, 7,000 runners or 6,000 runners. And they're still looking for a few people to, if you want to volunteer, can I just give one plug for that, Johnny?
Yeah.
If you want to volunteer for the marathon, it's the finish line where they need some people from 10 to 12:30 and 12:30 to 3. 920-621-0109. If you want to volunteer, it's through the new community shelter. If you want to volunteer for the CellCom Marathon, hand out the medals and water finishers.
When we come back, Dennis could tell us everything going on in the valley.
You bet.
We're going to have that. We got live music. Who's our live guest today, Dennis?
Quentin Kufall.
Oh, yes.
I like it. From Idol and Halocene?
Halocene, yep.
Nice. All right.
Very cool.
Stay with us.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
The road construction season is underway, and you've probably noticed orange cones and barrels are back too. The world's leading manufacturer of these safety products is Lakeside Plastics. The family-owned business is based in Oshkosh, Wisconsin. Do you know why the cones were originally created more than 75 years ago? As a safety marker to keep drivers away from newly painted lines on the road, as an object for drivers to weave around, to mark the tops of houses for small airplane pilots. The answer's coming up.
Message that we can get out. We need to have a safe work zone.
Safety is number one for Eric Witt. He's the I-41 project supervisor for the work between Deep Here and Appleton, where you'll be seeing a lot of those orange cones. Did you guess why the cones were originally created? To keep drivers away from wet paint lines on the road. Now, cones like those made at Lakeside Plastics in Oshkosh warn about any kinds of hazards ahead. That is one safe slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor. Hey, welcome back. Mino the Mayor here with our weekly segment, What is Going On Around Northeast Wisconsin. We got Dennis, of course, from the Glam Band. Christy, who is the new president of the Downtown Neighborhood Association.
Yes.
Congratulations
on
that.
Wow.
Where's your crown?
Big meeting coming up
on May 30th.
May 30th.
Yes.
So
congratulations.
Guys, anybody in the downtown, come to that because Christy is going to make things happen down here.
Yes. Changing a lot of things, starting with that special sign.
I think that's cool
to have
a welcome sign.
Oh, fantastic.
It's gorgeous.
Absolutely. Well, Dennis, you got a lot of things going on, my brother.
Oh, you know, that happens in Wisconsin this time of year. You know, the weather gets better, the birds start, you know, chirping more, and people start driving some more. And I really wanted to focus on the Whammy Awards for this weekend, not because...
We're pristine.
Yeah, we are.
Johnny and I are presenting.
That's awesome. And yeah, friend of the show, Len Nelson, will be as well.
Yeah.
Yep. As a matter of fact, Len's going to be playing with his band, Steam.
Oh, is he?
He and his accordion.
They were in
They were in here. We had
to have them play, though, but they were in
here. So, the Whammy Awards, that is like a really, because we're kind of known a little bit for sports here and you know,
a little
bit politics.
I wouldn't know that.
The Whammy is the Wisconsin area music industry. And they give out these awards. And I don't know how many categories you're giving out awards to, like 60? I mean, there's a lot of different genres that you go through. And that's this Sunday at Epic at 6 p.m.
That's correct. Doors open at 6. Yes. The music starts at 7. I think we're kicking that off.
Are
you?
Yeah. Johnny and I are presenting awards.
That's amazing.
It's going to be fun. We're really looking forward to this.
Well, we're two of probably 20 presenters. But
still, we're going to be there to participate. Yeah. We're happy to be part of that.
It's going
to
be an organized chaos, if you will.
Yeah. Mino and the Mayor.
It kind of said that.
And that's going to be our feature for our On the Road Tuesday Travels.
It's going to be
interview
fun.
A bunch of the musicians and everything.
You guys have plenty of opportunities to hobnob with people,
yeah.
You know, and it's
really
going
to
be fantastic.
To it.
Yeah. It's probably going to be loud in the crowd, you know, people hobnobbing.
Yeah.
You know,
it's fine.
Frank is emceeing.
That's fantastic.
Which is,
obviously
been on here a number of times.
Can't
ask for
better.
He's a pretty good friend of ours, so yeah, it's going to be a fun evening. We're looking forward to that.
That will be fantastic.
Anyway,
wow, what a lineup.
Take it away, brother.
Yeah, so doors open at 6. The music starts at 7, and fortunately or unfortunately, the Glam Band is going to be playing a couple songs to open it up.
All right.
And our keyboard player is going to be out front with his guitar. So it's going to be kind of fun.
Awesome.
So there are going to be a bunch of bands playing. Fun with Adams, Howard Lutke and Blue Max, Prime Country, Secret Menu. Steam, as I mentioned before, with Len Nelson.
Yeah.
Social Sig and the Supertramp tribute band, Sizzle Reel is what they're called. They're going to be playing as well.
No way. That is my favorite band. Right? Have I said that?
Yeah.
Supertramp?
Yeah.
I have. I'm
so excited to watch this.
Yeah.
That is going to be great.
Wow.
It's a great five-piece band.
Yeah. Love them.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. I'm very excited now. And I was excited just to be with John again.
Aww.
6 days.
Aww.
It's like a kiss cam moment.
did you see? Where did I ever see a really funny thing that happened? Had a thing where they had the kiss cam going, and they put it on these two people, two good-looking, you know, a guy and a girl, and the guy held up a sign, "It's my sister."
That's
honestly
funny.
God, is
that's
that a major
funny.
League game?
Wow.
That's something he would do. It's my brother.
Yeah. Funny.
Well, I just want to say quick, though, that this is the first time that the WAMs are being held in Green Bay at the Epic Event Center.
I've done them at the PAC before. Me and Louie.
Right.
Remember Louie?
You bet. In 2018. Yep.
Yes.
And otherwise, it's almost always in Milwaukee, but that's fantastic. Every year, they also honor a Hall of Fame class. And this year, the band Garbage out of Madison. If you don't know the name Garbage, it doesn't sound very impressive, but they've done some amazing things.
They're
formed in Butch Vig, and if you're a musician, you know. And he's produced many bands, like I believe he produced, some of the early 90s bands back in the day as well. I mean, some of the big stuff. I'll get to that in a second. Let's see. They're formed in Madison and whatnot. I mean, international, huge. Todd Speech Thomas is going to be involved in that. He's going to be in the Hall of Fame. He's a Milwaukee musician. The Fendermen, they go back to the late 50s and 60s and what have you. And also the festivities kick off Saturday night at the Curtain Raiser event at the bar on Holmgren Way.
Okay.
And join the Wisconsin music community for this free event. Featuring performances by Brass Differential, Amelia Ford, and Social Sig.
There could be some talent in that room.
Wow. Indeed, Social Sig.
It'd be like your wedding reception.
They're groovy. Yeah. Interesting, eh? So this is the 42nd Whammy Awards. Tickets to the award show include $25 for general admission, floor seats, $45 for the mezzanine, and VIP seating, and reserve tables for 10 for $450. So for more information,
what do we have to pay to get on the stage and present?
Mark, are you listening?
Is it work release for some of them? Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, right. But yeah, go to whammy.org if you'd like tickets and what have you.
Cool.
And Ron Books, a friend of mine, I played in the band with him a long time ago, and he's going to be... I guess you president, vice president. It's all good.
He's been on here a lot of times.
Yeah, so he's going to be involved with that, and it's awesome to see a gentleman like that who's so entrenched in the community and how he gives it to
a living encyclopedia of musicians in the state of Wisconsin.
He knows everybody.
And like you with sports.
I mean, he really truly
is a fantastic ambassador for Wisconsin music.
Yeah.
So I'm really excited about that. So in the band, we're up for a couple of different things. Three or four guys are up for individual instruments and what have you. And the band is as well. But that's awesome. It's kind of evolved into a popularity contest, but that's fine. I guess that's how those groups make money, and that's how it is. It's understood.
But you know what? People don't realize sometimes what a struggle it is to get to that point of where they are in their career to be at the Whammies. They have no idea how many times they played for free. Right. No idea practice. Oh, no idea the rehearsals. No idea the crap they had to deal with somebody's girlfriend getting mad at this and the Brandbury. Yeah. So to be there, I think it's great that you guys all came together basically and 42 years ago or whatever and said, you know what? Let's take a night to just celebrate and appreciate
the industry.
The industry. It's exactly
right. No drama, nothing not about the money.
Yep. Yeah.
You get to see people there and make friends with people you haven't seen and always wanted to see. Yeah. It just happens organically and it's beautiful.
I think it's great.
I will say, you musicians, and I've said this, theater people too, you really get along.
Yeah.
You just really get along.
Well, it seems like every band I've seen or somebody, I played with him one time. Oh, I played with
everybody.
It's like there's so much interaction between you guys.
Like the first time we had Eric Rath from Ask Your Mother, it's like they're already best friends. Yeah. There's no rivalry. It's just friends.
Yeah.
There's room for you. There's room
for
everyone.
Was it Ramona we had on here?
Sure. Yep.
Oh, my gosh. Play with her. Yeah. Boy, she's got a voice.
That was incredible.
So it's like a family reunion,
It's great.
It's like they're like second cousins coming together. We haven't seen in the longest time.
I'm really looking forward to it.
Fantastic. So that's Sunday night. Make your plans and all that. So we have a couple of minutes to get a couple more things in here. I'm going to do my best. Light the Night Market is downtown Appleton. We were just talking about that the other day in studio.
She was on, and that is a fun event. College Avenue, food, music. And they light up, every booth is lit up. That's a very cool thing to do.
5 to 10 this evening downtown on College Avenue in Appleton. You can't beat that. So there's going to be a whole slew of entertainment. Bars and wristband booths are going to be there. Parking is music. Let's talk about parking. There's ramps and meter parking downtown. You know the drill.
They got it down pat.
Live music and performances throughout the evening at the Houdini Plaza stage. Nice. A Magic Mike show. Magic Mike is awesome.
Wasn't that the stripper?
I don't know much.
Yeah,
wasn't
it? I have to learn how to read. It's mischief and magic. I'm sorry, I have to learn how to read.
Oh, okay, that's better. See, Magic Mike.
I need a new prescription on my glasses, friends.
Okay.
Look, he shaved. Anyway,
because what I was doing is called Magic Mino.
And the Tyco Jumpers from UWO are going to be there from 7 to 7:45. Yeah, doctor, I need a new prescription for my glasses. We were just talking about LASIK the other day. Anywho, so
I want to get that.
I wish I could.
Me too.
Cash is required for beer tickets, wristbands, soda, and water from the two bar locations. And et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Check that out. It's going to be fantastic. It's like a little subculture there downtown.
Phenomenal.
Appleton. It's
super
trash. Love it. Love it.
Awesome.
There it is.
This is awesome. Thank you, Todd. These guys.
Todd's the best producer ever.
Ever. I could see Jim driving around Two Rivers and what did you have again?
Dodge Super B.
Dodge Super B. Cranking this all the windows down.
383 four barrel.
What color?
Four speed yellow.
Oh.
Black striper on the back with the B.
That's the best color for that.
Going slow through the Shoto Beach. All the chicks out there.
Going
From Ron Colley on the beach.
John.
Yeah.
Sitting back like this.
I used to be a wrestler.
Oh, yeah. I can make weight, baby. All right. We come back, some live music with the gang. Back after this.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Federally funded food pantries in Wisconsin have to stop asking for identification in October. State health officials say the aim is to improve access for people who need it most. But some pantry officials wonder how they'll track demographic information or prevent food shortages. Wisconsin Republicans gathering in Appleton this weekend for the state party convention. Democrats are raising a lot more money these days, but state GOP chair Brian Schimming isn't fazed.
Their cost per vote's pretty high. They dropped over $100 million on Ron Johnson and lost. And so I always tell
money
people
what money doesn't tell the whole story.
Money does not tell the whole story at all.
Schimming speaking with Wisconsin Eye. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. Two elections for the 8th Congressional District will be on the same ballot. One is a special election to fill the rest of the term vacated by the resignation of Mike Gallagher. The second will be the regular election for the full two-year term. The Wisconsin Elections Committee is working on wording to explain the ballot to voters. Three Republicans are running, State Senator Andre Jacques, former State Senator Roger Roth, and Tony Weed. The only announced Democrat is Kristen Lyerly. This weekend, a unique live art and music festival will take place in public locations throughout the Green Bay community. Tarl Knight calls it Keys to the City Painted Piano Festival.
So the premise here is we're bringing arts and culture out throughout the city in a way that the Tarleton hasn't been able to reach before.
Artists will paint the donated pianos on Sunday afternoon. The pianos will stay up for people to play and enjoy throughout the summer. And that's what you need to know. I'm Lisa Hale, WGBW News.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. If you're thinking about hitting the theaters this weekend for some summer movie magic, there is a lot to choose from. But this weekend, a couple of horror films are front and center. If you're looking for old-fashioned jump scares, check out The Strangers Chapter 1, but be warned, it is not reviewing all that well, which means Chapter 1 could be the final chapter. I Saw the Glow is another horror film opening, which is reviewing well with critics, but only drawing 50% from audiences. If you're looking for laughs, check out the family film If, starring Ryan Reynolds, or check out the more adult comedy Babes, about two friends whose relationship changes when one decides to have a baby after a one-night stand. Babes is pulling excellent reviews to the tune of 97% on RT. And if you feel like sitting in this weekend, there is nothing wrong with that. There's a good historical fiction series called Manhunt about the Lincoln assassination. All 7 episodes are available on Apple TV. Have fun at the movies. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Mostly sunny today, our high right around 77 this afternoon with wind out of the southwest at 5 to 10. Tonight, clear 53, tomorrow sunshine 84, slight chance of an isolated shower late tomorrow afternoon into tomorrow evening. Then on Sunday, more sunshine with a high near 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 51.
The Todd Alba Show.
The fantastic Jane Matt Nair of Matt Nair on Air. I'm a big fan of like the Rose Bowl, the Orange Bowl, the Cotton Bowl. Well, now, from Snoop Dogg, they're going to have the Snoop Bowl, the Snoop Bowl. How about that, Jane?
I think we're missing the obvious. Where's the Punch Bowl? Where's the Toilet Bowl? I think that there are other bowls that are being neglected.
I think it could maybe be the Snooper Bowl, though.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared. That's why AARP created thisispretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisispretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Jane Matt Nair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we recombobulate with Dan Schaefer from the Recombobulation Area in hour number two. Zombie cicadas coming to a neighborhood near you. Don't miss it.
Matt and Air on Air, weekday mornings at 10. Can't get enough of Mino and the Mayor? You can watch the show live right now on Facebook. Search for Mino and the Mayor or WGBW or Oshkosh Air Support and see the entire show unfold right before your eyes. Now, back to Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Love Green Bay.
What did you say?
I said I love Green Bay.
Oh, I didn't know what to say.
We love it.
Is that how that song goes? I love Green Bay.
That's right.
We love it.
At break, we were talking about the downtown.
Isn't that Fleet Farm?
Yeah.
Fleet Farm.
I love it. LA.
Yeah.
I love Green Bay.
Well, yes. This is Dennis's segment.
Yes, Dennis.
But first, I got to say something. Is it true that your winter trips sell out in one? The entire thing sells out in one day.
Our first annual, we're calling annual now because we are going to have a second one. Our Mexico trip sold out in 4.5 business hours.
4 hours.
Four.
And that's how many people?
All of them. What was it? Oh, around close to 200 people.
In four hours.
Yeah.
And where do you go?
We went to same place you did.
Riviera
Maya?
Riviera Maya, yes.
All right. John, you've been there too?
Yeah.
Are you doing... That's what I thought.
To be determined for next year.
Oh, you don't know if it's there yet.
Right. Yeah.
When are you going to announce it?
As soon as we have all the information. We just started hitting the Facebooks and all
that.
With getting people in line. It's like, hey, the first priority, the people who came the first time, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. We're going to at least have two flights out for that.
Nice.
It's going to be fantastic. We can talk about that some other time. But
I was asked to host another trip for holiday travel for next year.
Okay.
And Jim is actually really interested in it.
I am.
It's fantastic.
Mine is the Grand Canyon and then the Zion National Forest and then a thing with the Mormon Tabernacle. And
Salt Lake City.
Todd did not think that.
Morgan Tapper by Echo.
Right.
Todd didn't think that was Mormons, apropos for me, but tour, I think I might do it.
It's cleanest city. I just love it. As I've been, like a lot of people, I've been in every state, and out of all the places I've been to, I love the Grand Canyon because there's nothing else like it. And you walk out and you're like, you know.
And I've never been there.
This is
lived
not,
in Arizona for 6 years. Never
sunrise,
been to the Grand Canyon.
The Grand Canyon, sunset, you can't beat it.
And it's just like, you know, no man made this. I mean, this is made by God. This is unbelievable. And we
That's
stayed
what people
overnight
have said to
there.
Me.
Hey-oh.
But we they have hotels.
That just happened.
We stayed in a hotel. I just love that. And Johnny, I think we might do that again. I just really enjoyed that
He might come on the trip.
Yeah.
I love
Riviera Maya.
And I think the Salt Lake City, the Mormon Tabernacle Choir, the Salt Palace, that's all very cool stuff.
Anyway, awesome. Hey,
take over, buddy.
Yeah,
so, John, do we have Quentin available?
We do. He's on the line.
Oh, that's fantastic. So, ladies and gentlemen, this is an exciting moment for me. When you guys were talking about doing this series, this is the first person I thought of because I honest to Pete, ladies and Germans, I live my life vicariously through Mr. Quentin Kufall. And Quentin, are you with us?
Hey, everybody. How are you doing?
Good morning.
Man, it's great to have you, my friend. So where are you joining us live from today?
My apartment in Nashville, Tennessee.
All right.
That's awesome.
And it is very Wisconsin weather, gray and rainy.
That's pretty much what we've had here for like a couple of days. Yep.
And you're drinking beer?
Oh, yeah.
I just tried to get into the Wisconsin flavor.
Oh, but it's early yet.
Yeah, okay.
that is not. Yeah, anyway, go ahead.
It's so great.
He's having
to have
a bloody,
you.
Though.
this is really truly an honor for me because, Quentin, we go back a little bit. You know, you grew up in Milwaukee. Yeah, you know, you're a son of a locally famous musician, also. Tell us, I mean, I'm going to pretty much let you go with this because you have so much going on. And for those who don't know, he's known as the people's drummer. I'll let you talk. I'm just going to let you take this away, Quentin, because I'm excited to have you. You have so much to say, so much to promote. So this is your platform. Let her snap.
Oh, gosh. Okay. Well, for those who don't know me, you know my name now. I was born in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. And, I took up drumming. Well, my parents got me a drum set at 5, and I didn't really take to it because I just wanted to be Batman. So around age 12, the reality set in that Batman isn't real. So I should probably go back to the drumming thing. And at that time, I had started, you know, middle school. So I was able to enroll in the band program and private lessons and immediately fell in love with the instrument and also about at that time, we have to remember that Guitar Hero and Rock Band were very prominent video games. And I believe that that played a huge role into the culture of my generation, but more specifically for me, because I was being introduced to a bunch of other types of music in the rock umbrella that weren't just directly shown to me by my parents. So that pretty much guided me through middle school, and in high school, find out what YouTube is, and you can go down a deeper rabbit hole of who's Dream Theater, who is, and et cetera, and who's all these different all-star drummers and musicians and hair bands and et cetera. So got to explore those parts of me as well, and joined a working Kiss tribute band at 17, which is kind of funky because the rest of the members were 40s and 50s. So to take a chance on a 17-year-old is something I don't take for granted one bit. And through that, I was introduced to the local Milwaukee scene as well as the worldwide Kiss tribute scene. Believe it or not, that's a thing. And just started getting my name out there. And through that, got other opportunities to join other local Milwaukee bands. I did that through my 20s. And let's see. Continued with the Kiss thing, joined the world's best Kiss tribute band in 2017, got to see the country, and wow. I wanted something more. So in 2023, I decided that I needed to kind of shake things up and move to Nashville and see if I can't kind of roll the dice a little bit and find a better opportunity to be touring the world as a national international drummer for a band that's more focused on original music. And fortunately for me, in July of 2023, I found that band that was looking for a drummer. And that's kind of where we're at as far as my personal career goes.
Wow. That, look, I know you're very talented. Dennis has said that, but you're very fortunate. There's a lot of people in Nashville that are looking for that kind of gig that kind of break.
Yeah.
And still are. You know, and I go to Nashville quite often, and there's just so much talent when you go on Broadway, bar to bar, and just listen to this great music. I'm really happy for you, but, you know, good things happen to people who work hard. And Dennis is saying how hard you work. And, yeah, God bless you. This is great. I'm happy for you.
I'll tell you, I don't know if anybody who does as much promotion for, you know, to help their career. You know, back, you know, in our day, that wasn't really such a thing because it just, that wasn't really available. Yeah. And I think that's maybe a way of what the times are nowadays. But I just admire your work ethic, my friend. Every time I'm on the Facebooks or I'm on, you know, all the other social media, you're doing something different. You're doing something new all the time. I mean, that must be exhausting. It must be expensive. I don't know how you do all that, but I do know your work ethic got you, you know, the attention that you have right now in playing with, you know, internationally with Halo Scene, et cetera. Tell us about that.
Well, talk about what you just said. I don't know if people like it, but I don't really give a hoot.
Amen.
The fact of the matter is that my version of social media is just a big billboard. And if you like that, stay a while. And if you don't, you will get maybe two posts a year with me in a flower meadow picking a bouquet or something, because that's the one part of my personal life that I'm going to show. But yeah, I just, if you want something, you work really hard at it, and tomorrow's not a guarantee. And I do believe that no one will work harder to give you your dreams than you, if that makes sense.
Oh, yeah. That's awesome. All day.
So, I am very lucky. There are musicians in Nashville who have busted their butts the moment they got here, and it's been 1 year, 5 years, 10 years, 15 years, 20 years, and they haven't gotten the opportunity to get out of Nashville. However, I do believe that it all boils down to mindset and the goals that you want. I moved to Nashville to not play in Nashville, as funny enough. I moved to Nashville to meet people who would get me out of Nashville and see the world. And I think if you go into anything with your goal in mind, then you can probably achieve it. However, I am very lucky. And for whatever reason, the stars aligned and opportunity met preparation, so to speak.
Yeah, sure. And
we just got a quick thing here, a text. I know Quentin, and with exclamations, hello from Luann.
How many?
Hi, Luann.
Yeah, I mean, how many Luanns do you know?
All of them.
I'm pretty sure I know this Luann.
All right.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Luann. Good. Hi, Luann.
Hey, I got to ask you a quick question, though. Is there any group of fans other than the glam band that are more fanatical than Kiss? I mean, when you guys do those tribute things, it's like they're seeing Kiss, isn't it? I mean, these people.
Was the whole kind of mantra with the last Kiss tribute band I was a part of is, it's not that we're a tribute band. You just, it sounds corny as heck, but you really have to exude and believe that you are the member of Kiss when you're on stage. As soon as I'm off stage, I am Quentin Kufall, but when I'm on stage, I am Peter Criss, Catman, and you just kind of got to lose yourself, and you have to think, personally for me, and the three other guys agreed, I want to go see a tribute band that is giving me the era of Kiss that I can no longer see. I can put on a DVD, or at the time I could go to a concert and see Kiss do their current version of that. The era we were replicating was from 1979. You can't see that anymore.
Right.
So I really tried to rally everybody and go, let's replicate the thing you can no longer see. That's what's so cool about like a 1964 Beatles tribute or a Jailhouse Rock era Elvis tribute is you can't see that anymore in the flesh. So why try and replicate something that's currently going on when you can shake it up and do the old thing?
And that's the fans awesome. Just love that, don't they?
They can tell. That's awesome that you're working that hard to give them that point in time, because we talk about how music really brings you to a place.
Special places.
Just not like nothing else. I mean, they always say, oh, it smells.
When Todd was super tramp today.
I know. Like, they just, you know, I was driving in my... Yeah.
Super
like,
B?
I was.
In
man.
1982.
A little earlier than that. But yeah. Well, that's all right.
Todd, did you have something you wanted to say, bud?
I was just going to say, just because of timing and stuff like that, he's got a new song out that we want to debut here on the station.
Oh, great.
But let's do it when we come back from the break so that we have enough time to play the whole thing.
Absolutely. Fantastic.
2.5 minutes to the break right now. But,
okay, great.
We have a couple of minutes. Let's talk about your new group real quick. Idol is with some friends of yours, I want to say, from Milwaukee. Kind of warm us up to that a little bit, if you could.
Yeah, my two best musical friends, Nick Ferrante and Jacob Popowski, we wanted to revive the 80s, and it wasn't working because we just couldn't find the right people. So we shifted and wrote original instrumental music, kind of like Paul Gilbert or Joe Satriani, Trans-Siberian Orchestra. Mm. We wrote these two songs that were great. We really liked them. But we just didn't know how to roll them out, and we didn't have a budget at the time when I was like 19 to roll them out in a way that I believed was as professional as I wanted it to be. So we shelved it, and now 8 years later, we revived those songs and ended up writing an entire concept album that is the soundtrack to a superhero noir. And fortunately, today we get to hear the superhero element. The past half a year leading up to this was the noir element of the sort of Bruce Wayne character falling into the superhero role and getting to know that alias rather than the hero. So today we get to hear the superhero theme, and the superhero's name is the Silver Shadow. And if you watch the video, it's very much Batman meets the Shadow meets James Bond, kind of those type of heroes.
We're there.
And they're all from Milwaukee, the whole group?
Yeah.
Awesome. Very cool.
We're getting close to our break here, but so I just want to say real quickly that our paths almost crossed. There was a time when we were going to play a show together at a Packer show, and you had an incident with your vehicle.
Yes.
Sorry to hear that.
It snowed a lot, and I drove a mom van, and I got over a turn, and the snow got the best of me. Did a complete 180, hit a bank, and flipped the van over on its side. And Dennis, I can tell you that it haunts me to this day, and the guilt is crippling.
Oh, brother.
That you missed the show?
Because
or the van.
Such a bummer.
Stay with us. We'll be back and hear some of that great music right after this.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Todd Allball Show.
If you're grilling this weekend, be sure to have plenty of Village Hearth buns on hand. Fancy equipment and secret sauces are great, but once you've mastered the basics, it's all about the bun. Your perfectly grilled burgers and hot dogs deserve the best, and with several varieties to choose from, including unsliced old-fashioned, classic white or wheat, country potato, and mini sliders, the bakers of Village Hearth have the buns your family will love. Village Hearth Buns, locally baked and delivered fresh daily.
The 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline is here and ready to help. Anyone can call or text 988 or chat via 988wisconsin.org to get connected to a trained Lifeline counselor. Trained counselors are here to support anyone experiencing a suicidal, mental health, or substance use crisis. You can also contact 988 if you are concerned about someone. 988 is confidential and free to all Wisconsin residents. 988, 24/7. Call, text, chat. Here to support you. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
All right, welcome back.
John, I'm just handing it over to Dan.
Okay.
No,
everybody's in here. So we have very little time and so much to do in this amount of time. So Quentin, it's a blown opportunity. It would have made my heart so fulfilled to have played with you for just one show, because you bring the juice, brother, like nobody, and I mean nobody.
And for Dennis to say that with the people he's played with, that says something.
So, but not a bad excuse, rolling the van.
Yeah.
I mean, the work ethic you have, brother, I mean, it comes from your dad, too. I know your dad a little bit as well, and seeing you guys both at shows and how you both interact with the amazement at shows, with Dream Theater, et cetera. It's awesome. But anyway, we got some music to show, and please introduce us to the next song we're going to play.
Absolutely. The song is called Battle Cry. It was written 8 years ago. And when we were putting together the Idol Band, it kind of just clicked. I wrote in a notebook that I wanted to create a superhero band, and it just clicked that this would be a superhero theme. And I hope that as a listener, anyone listening can hear that. It's very heroic. It's very high energy. And it's hard to find a vocalist. So there's a little preamble describing who the Silver Shadow is. And then we just hit a full instrumental track, kind of in the vein of Eraser X or Joe Satriani or Paul Gilbert, TSO, those types of things.
Cool.
Fantastic. Let's do this.
A stirring light beaming from night makes you shiver. The Silver Shadow. We'll be right back.
Quentin, I gotta be honest with you. I think you need to bring it a little stronger. We gotta work on your look. We're looking at pictures. We gotta do. If you're gonna be a rock star, the chicks have to notice you.
Right.
And I don't know if
you're really gonna stand out.
You're not quite tall enough. You don't have long enough hair. You're not built like I am.
I'm sensing sarcasm.
Man.
And envy. I tell you, envy. Wow. Can I be you for like 2 days?
I'll take him for a couple hours. Yeah. Hey, Quentin. I'm just a nut when it comes to Trans-Siberian Orchestra, who comes here every year. You can hear a little bit of that
in
there. That is just like, right?
No question.
Love it.
Tell us where to find your music, my friend.
You can find it Spotify. It's on everything. Cool. But finding it is hard because the band Idol has been used a lot.
Yeah.
But I didn't want to give on the name. So you have like American Idol and all these other idols out there. If you look at the band Idol on most social media platforms, that is how you will find us. And it's similar to Ghost. They're at the band Ghost, and we really love Ghost. So we just took a page from them, and we have at the band Idol. You'll find the social media pages, and through there you can find the links to get to Spotify or Apple Music or YouTube, whatever you really prefer to listen to music on.
Unbelievable.
Beautiful. And we want to get that music out to everybody and whatnot. So what's going on? We have very little time left. What's the near future looking like for Quentin Kufall these days?
The near future, let's talk Idol. We have this song now, so we're going to ride that for the next 6 weeks. And every 6 to 8 weeks after that, we get another new chapter in the story of this concept album that we're calling The Vengeance.
Wow.
So right now we have the hero theme. The next tune will be more of a classic kind of quarrel fight theme. And then it continues on from there and tells the not so happy ending of this story.
That was some of the best drumming I've ever heard. Yeah. I'm not lying about that. I'm not blowing smoke here.
I know what you mean.
That's incredible.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, Quentin, it's an honor and privilege to have you, brother. We're wrapping up quick here, but we want to have you on again to promote your music.
And if you ever come to Green Bay or Wisconsin, please let us know.
On our show, and we're in your show. Yeah, great.
Great, great stuff.
Thank you, Quentin.
Like I said, though, just work on that look. You're a little too tall, and your hair's a little too long, and you need a good industrial accent, you know? So, all right, my brother, you are awesome. Thank you so much.
Talk to you soon, brother.
Thank you, Tariq, for having me on. Appreciate it.
Appreciate you. All right.
Dennis, great work.
Thanks, brother.
Fun weekend coming up, right?
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Matt Nair on Air.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I'm joined by writer-director, actor Bruce Jarko, and Terry Barr from Max Inc. joins the show live from the Willie Nelson concert to give us a preview of what's live in the lair on Saturday night.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9. The Todd Alba Show.
Trumpster asked the judge and said, hey, can I not come to court because I want to go to my son's graduation? So here now, from the raw story, Trump plans Minnesota fundraiser on the day of Barron's graduation. When I graduated, you have a get-together with family and friends. It's kind of a day. A parent shouldn't just be ducking in and out.
You have to be a parent for that. And he is a parent in name only. A pino.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.